Flocon, it's a really new biscuit. So it's made of chickpeas and cashew nuts with a bit of sesame seeds. And actually, it's Juliet that quite invented the recipe for this amazing biscuit. So maybe it's your story to tell.
Basically, the concept is that we replace all traditional ingredients with ingredients that have better nutritional value. So they're all plant-based, gluten-free, organic, vegan, and with higher nutritional value, so protein, fiber, good fats, what we call good fats, which actually help your organism function.
Why have you invented this biscuit?
What's behind the idea?
We both lived in London and got around the concept of superfoods, which is basically eating foods that have very, very high nutritional value, and that helps you be healthier, basically.
Yeah, and that you can eat without feeling like any kind of guilt. So you can snack whatever you want, and it's good for you, so that's kind of
Basically, that was the idea, to be able to indulge without the guilt behind it, you know? When you open a bag of chips and you eat it all, and then, one, you're still hungry, and two, you feel like you've gained already 50 pounds.
So this is an idea that comes from the UK?
Well, initially, the concept of superfoods is a lot more popular, I figure, in Anglo-Saxon countries.
Yes.
And it's coming to France slowly. I mean, people are getting more familiar with it, but initially, yes.
I like the idea of not feeling guilty about eating a snack.
Yeah, that was the whole point, really, but we didn't want to do something that was light or
Local
or low-calorie. Yeah, it was basically something that you can indulge, you know? It feels like a real snack, a naughty snack, but it's
but
not
good for you.
I'm looking forward to tasting a flocon. Are they available in all the shops?
Not all the shops.
Unfortunately.
But soon, hopefully. But we started to sell the products in Brittany. So we have more than 50 stores now that are selling the flocon. It's more in organic shops and winery shops.
Independent shops for now.
This is a brand new venture, is it?
Yes.
Yeah, we launched about a month and a half, but we've been working on the project on research and development for 2 years and a half, so it's the accomplishment of a lot of hard work.
Yeah, long, long process.
Long, long process, yes. Yeah. Never thought we'd see the end of.
We changed the identity like 50 times already, so.
And every week we were telling our friends and family, this week we're launching the printing of the packs. And that's been going on for about a year and a half. Yeah.
You've decided to install yourselves and your flocon company here in Brittany. Why have you done that? Because you're not Breton.
No, we're from Paris initially.
Yep.
But now we're from here.
Well, basically, we conceived the recipes in my kitchen for a really long time. And then we tried to find a factory a little bit everywhere in France. Mm. But we have a lot of specifications, let's say. So it has to be organic. It has to be plant-based.
Gluten-free.
It has to be gluten-free. Yeah. So a lot of specifications. So either we didn't correspond to what they wanted or the contrary. And then we met Christian, our third partner, who came from Brittany and had worked in big biscuit factories here, and told us, girls, now stop messing around.
Yeah.
Just launch your own thing and stop looking for something that doesn't exist, basically.
An interesting partner.
An interesting partner, yeah.
What has he brought to your team?
He was working and managing a lot of biscuits factory here in Brittany for like 30 years. So he really has the experience. He taught us how to behave in the factory, how to create everything. He started to teach us how to use the different machines and how to be more efficient. So it's very important for us because we don't have any background in the food industry.
So she comes from finance and I come from the fashion industry, so nothing to do with either biscuits or the food industry in general. So yeah, when you talk about learning stuff from scratch, that's what
we
these
do.
Past 2 years and a half have been all about, basically, and it's been
amazing.
Yeah, I mean, amazing. Really a fun ride.
Yeah.
What do you like most, Geraldine, about this adventure? What's the part that excites you the most?
Learning every day everything. I mean, it's quite amazing because you are discovering such a lot of things on yourself, because I didn't know I was like able to learn that much on that many subjects. We know everything from like the raw materials we are buying to do the biscuits to the materials of the packs we are using.
Yeah, every little aspect of the company is a whole universe in itself, and it's only two of us doing all of the jobs that a company requires. So yeah, we're learning every day, and it's a lot of fun. Sometimes it can be a bit hard, you know,
when you a bit confusing.
You don't understand certain things, or you don't have the skills. But that's why we push ourselves every day to learn more, and that's what's really fun.
We spend a lot of times doing research, and I think the hardest thing is just making a decision when you don't know, and when you don't have initially the skills to understand the whole picture. So you need to research a lot to speak. We are discussing a lot.
Discuss everything.
So people who want to know, if they can't find your biscuits in their local épicerie, can they go on a website to find out about Flocon?
Yeah, we update regularly. Well, that's one of the many skills that we've acquired. Geraldine is now an expert developer.
Web developer.
So she made our website from scratch on her own.
We have a map with a list of all the stores, so you can just go on our website. So it's flocon.bio, and you can find everything about the product, about us, and the map with all the stores. You cannot buy the products directly from our website on the internet, but we have also resellers
online.
So
if you can't find them close to you, you can always buy them online. And
well, Geraldine, Juliette, I wish you the very best of luck, and I'm looking forward to a taste with my cup of coffee.
Thank you very much.
But I won't feel guilty, will I?
Promise. Thank you, Robert.